Welcome back to Silverlight TV. I'm John Papa, Senior Technical Evangelist here at Microsoft. In today's episode, we've got a really special guest. Everybody's special here.
We're all special.
We've got a very special guest who's going to talk to us a little bit about what he does in the Silverlight team and dive a little bit deeper into some of the Silverlight 5 features that were announced at the Firestarter and show us a really cool demo, which is a great line of business application that we got one of our great partners to let us talk about. So without further delay, Steve, I welcome you on the show. Steve Lasker.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Your title is Program Manager, right?
Program Manager, yeah.
Everybody's a Program Manager.
It seems that way. You go to conferences and all you ever see is Program Managers. So we just have a bunch of Program Managers that run around.
There are 90,000 Program Managers. I am not one of them, unfortunately.
We can
work
the title.
On that. So in all seriousness, Steve, what do you do on the Silverlight team?
So I work in Silverlight with the LOB area. Mm-hmm. That's kind of our scenario-based.
Line of business,
absolutely. With the UI and framework control area, so all of our control stacks and data binding and a lot of the visual styles, navigation, all of that fit within that area as well. So kind of a bit of technology and then scenario that we split across both of it.
And you had a former role at Microsoft that I think we've intersected slightly in the past.
I've been at Microsoft, it seems like a while now, so I worked on a lot of data features in Visual Studio 2005, did a lot of the local data and offline scenarios with the sync team. And actually went back and did some business work for a little bit on the online services group for a while.
So let's see, your background's in data access, LOB, and Silverlight, right? And architecture.
Yeah.
So let's see, my background's almost exactly the same.
About data, yeah.
Similar. If you were bald, you could do this show.
Well, we can fix that.
We can.
So
don't tempt
show.
Me. Very cool. So on your team in particular, you're in charge of some of the features in Silverlight 5 that we discussed, and I know we were just playing around with some of the demos that you have.
Yeah.
What's some of your favorite ones that are coming out?
Well, Silverlight 5, we're working on a lot of stuff, trying to make things more productive for people and just enabling some more scenarios. And we're doing some data binding features that we've talked about and some media work as well as LOB.
We had Vijay on, and he mentioned in the last show, I think it was, he mentioned how data binding debugging, I said it right this time,
is a
great feature.
It's not one of those holes that you kind of go into. Now you'll actually be able to understand what's going on, and when things don't show up, maybe know why.
It's nice to be able to fix your own problems.
Yeah, or just understand why, to be able to poke in and see. So.
But a lot of your features are also about enabling new scenarios, right?
Yeah, and you asked me my favorite features. My favorite feature is just the ability to do new windows and actually have windows, floating and not simulated. And, you can get a multi-monitor kind of experience where you can literally tear off or, like the Outlook experience, right?
Yeah. It sounds right like click. Such a simple thing. I mean, multiple windows, like you can open up IE many times as you want.
Right.
But maybe, I guess. I don't know. I've never tried like as many as I want. But
yeah, I think we block that behavior in IE in most browsers now. You click on something and everything opens up.
But, it's what's really cool about having multiple windows is that there's a lot of new business applications for that. Let's say you wanted to have an order entry application.
Yep.
You have multiple customers up in different kind of multiple window applications. And the code for it's very simple.
The code's relatively simple, and I think the piece is the difference between multiple browser instances and multiple windows is they're all communicating with each other.
Right.
Right. You're literally running them as one application, as people have done in WinForms and WPF and all of their traditional.
You don't have
apps.
To go through some kind of a wrapper to talk to the other ones. Kind of like the local connection does today in Silverlight 4, where you can actually use this local connection feature to talk between
right.
two. You won't have to do any of that with multi-window.
It'll be kind of what people have been expecting for a while. So
yeah, it's a little more second nature.
Yeah, it's nice to kind of bring it back in. And
like that, was it SDI? Yeah.
Yeah. So that's one of my favorite features, just because enabling so much functionality, and even a lot of the scenarios where people are running literally multiple monitors and they just want to have something docked over here and over here, and
did you
and
have a demo
multitasking
of that,
features as well?
Let's take that real quick.
So it's not nothing elaborate here. We're just trying to show the basic functionality where I've got a project. And
Steve, I expect a full-blown application in 5 minutes.
Yeah, here. Yeah. We're saving that for mix. We have to building up.
Sure.
So I've just got a very simple button that I can launch multiple windows here, and they are truly multiple windows as you'd expect them.
So that's just the Silverlight application. The bottom window is the main application that got launched.
Yep.
And it's got Chrome and all that fun stuff. Could be out of browser.
So multiple windows is an out of browser feature.
Right.
Kind of weird to think about it in a browser to have multiple windows popping up. So we've
right. Because you could already launch IE instances anyway if you wanted to.
Exactly.
And then all those windows in the upper left, those are new instances of Windows, not new instances of Silverlight.
Correct.
So it's not SL launcher.exe multiplying
Exactly. No, they're truly Windows. And if you look at, it's got full Windows integration. So, in the Windows collection, they're all grouped together in the Start menu or Wonder
Windows
Bar or
work
whatever
with
we call that.
Windows. The Wonder Bar?
Whatever I forgot what they called it down at the bottom. There was some name for it or something. Not Wonder Bar. That was the other thing from Outlook. So.
Wonder Bar. Reminds me of an old movie. Wonder. Yeah, forget it. Anyway.
So, basic functionality there that people can then build. That's a lot of what we do in Silverlight is we enable these raw concepts that people can just. It's amazing what they can pull together and build these
Yeah.
very rich and vibrant apps.
And you can control, I notice they're different sizes. You can control the sizes of the windows and other aspects and
Yeah.
whatnot.
I mean, obviously all the normal window sizing and minimizing and max and closing, and you've got the Windows collection so you can interact with it as you would,
So they're not special windows, they're just windows.
Just windows.
Windows, it's just windows.
It's just windows. Just
All
keep
right.
it
Sounds like
simple.
a commercial. Does our company make a product named? I don't know.
One or two, a couple different flavors of them.
But it
So.
is really cool, though. I mean, we've had, and I know being involved with a lot of the community and the customers and the MVPs and whatnot, one of the big common requests we've had is having multiple windows to be able to do this because there's so many use cases that popped up.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
Almost like, how do we not have this?
And people have been simulating them. One of the apps that we were talking before about, one of the really cool apps that customers have built, is this one that's built by National Instruments. And it requires a little bit of a setup. So basically, these guys, if you ever notice like buildings, they're just huge and they may or may, hopefully they stay still. And there's a lot of monitoring that goes in to make sure these buildings are not just air conditioning and electricity. But for the Beijing Olympics, the one they called the Bird's Nest, they had a lot
I've
of
seen that.
sensors to make sure that the building was actually staying stable
Right.
with all these people coming in and out.
You mean you don't want it to move around and fall apart?
No. Kind of
Not a good
some
idea.
monitoring things. Or it could be a manufacturing plant. So they have all these sensors coming in, and they wanted to be able to monitor that, and every company wants to look at it slightly differently. So they needed a tool that not only could end users watch and monitor these facilities very easily, internet connected, but they also wanted the ability for each one of these companies to be able to design that UI without having to involve lots of coding and specialized development.
Sounds like it's more of an IDE that they've developed.
It's a combination of both. That's what makes it sweet, is what they wanted to do is not only make the end product something that could run in a browser or web deployed, but let the tool run just as easily. And so what they've done is they've built what we have here. And what's interesting is their current product is one that they, if you want today, is you can
This is
download
LabVIEW, is it called, from National
LabVIEW from
Instruments?
National Instruments.
Okay.
And their product is a typical product, which is three DVDs, some 600-something meg, which you could download
Sure.
patiently over the internet. Or with the new product they're doing, you can click on a link in a browser, and for 6.5 meg, which is, when you see the amount of functionality here, you'd be impressed. So here you've got this running. In this case, it's an out-of-browser Silverlight app,
This
Silverlight
is it's
4.
Silverlight, and it looks very fully featured.
You've got menus, toolbars, tooltips, full menu integration with navigation, as you would expect.
This is all Silverlight.
Silverlight 4, nothing special here.
And this is deployed already, and they've already got this
They're
application.
working with customers on this, and they've got it's just very rich. I mean, we got tear-off windows, like you would have in some familiar products, especially this audience here, maybe.
That looks like it'd be a great opportunity for multi-window support
It
in the
would
next
be.
version of Silverlight.
It would be.
Who should we talk to about that?
So NI being one of our customers we work with is, we have a lot of customers. And that give us feedback on what we should do. And pInvoke is another one for them. And you think about all these sensors coming
Right.
in, they need to be able to monitor those.
They're probably, I don't know for sure, but I'm assuming today in Silverlight 4, they're probably writing a COM wrapper so they can talk Silverlight to COM to talk to
Yes.
these sensors. But pInvoke would make that a lot easier.
Though it would make it a lot easier for them so they can do it natively in the app.
Sure.
Whereas, because this is the designer, right? So the designer doesn't need that actual functionality. And they've got, a lot of functionality in here where I can drag some numeric indicators on here and
Could you zoom in on that
Yeah,
ID real
sure.
quick on there?
In fact, I can use the mouse here to zoom in. I
Great.
mean, they've got like full functionality, like just as you'd expect in something like VS.
Yeah, I even noticed too when we were playing around a little bit, when you hide the toolbox and you come back in, they've got a little bit of a layout transition type coming in
Yes.
there as well.
Yeah, I mean, so they've taken, that very rich experience that, just kind of folds
Little bit
out.
of a swivel fold, yeah.
And to get a view of exactly how big these things can get, we can open a project they've got here, and we'll discard.
Yeah, we don't
that.
Want to design an entire building.
No, but
monitoring system right now. But we can look at one.
We can look at one, and let's see our projects over here. They've got this tank simulation, and basically, let's see.
What's bubbling at the bottom?
Beer. So we can.
You need to bring one for everybody?
Yeah, I mean, why not? So what we can do is it's kind of hard to see here in the resolution we've got, but you can really get a pretty elaborate experience here, and I can even run it. And you'll see that the tank fills up, it's charting going on, and the valve opens, and it fills up with more beer.
So simulating what's happening with the sensors would drive this.
Exactly.
And do the visualizations, and the charting collects the data and visualizes it for you. It looks like a great opportunity for some another new feature we have, like 3D for
3D.
Visualizations.
It could be something like this, or it could be something like your manufacturing plant. We were talking about another example. I mean, how many times have you tried to put a stereo or something in your car, mm-hmm. and you go online and you've got that scanned image that is very hard to read and doesn't quite show you
steps.
How to take things apart?
Put it in, plug it in, you're done. Yeah.
So imagine you could use 3D to do a parts explosion, mm-hmm. and look at it from different angles, whether it be you're in a submarine trying to put something together, working on an airplane, or you and I working, online trying to figure out how do we put this stereo in our car.
Right.
You can use Silverlight for those kind of applications to really get great visualization for what you're trying to assemble there, and it's really tied right into your application.
And new ways of looking at the same old data is really important, because we're all used to our charts and our data grids. I mean, we're old school, let's be honest here, but we've gone through that, but having new ways of looking at it and a new UX, it's just it opens up so many possibilities of what you can do.
Well, and that's the other one with Pivot Viewer, too. I mean, we've got mm-hmm. so much vibrance that we can do with something like Silverlight. And, line of business is all about data. But, the green screens and, screen scrapers of just text laid out is long gone.
Yeah.
People are trying to get a lot more information in this relatively small screen.
A picture is worth 1,000 words, that great cliche, but I tell you, you get a nice visualization of what's happening. Like, when the beer was filling up in there inside the monitor, you know what's happening.
Yeah.
I don't need data and numbers to show me that. I can see, hey, it's full, the valve is opening.
Yep.
We're
and
good.
With things like Pivot Viewer, you can look at, lots of dimensions of how that data is displayed, and as you drill into it, you could actually find more statistical data.
If there's a fire on the manufacturing floor, I can see big flames coming out.
Yeah, yeah.
Hopefully
the fire extinguisher kind of comes out, or the fire truck drives up at the same time.
That'd be more than 3D, wouldn't it? So augmented reality all at its best.
Go. Be 4D? Is that what that is?
4D? I don't even know anymore. I can't think 5D, beyond 2.
6D. We've got Ozzy Osbourne coming out now with Justin Bieber doing something with all these different versions.
On that note, so we've got this great conference coming up called MIX.
Yes.
And I know you and I have had a lot of conversations the last couple of weeks about what's going to be at MIX, what's going on, what's Steve going to do?
Well, we've been working a lot on the sessions, and mm-hmm. John, being our host, has been amazing to put together all the different sessions and help us coordinate that. So it's going to be a lot of fun. We'll have a lot of conversations on a lot of the features. We'll drill into much more detail, obviously. We'll have some more vibrant demos showing things.
Yes, please show something besides white multi-windows coming up.
Yes, I will have a little bit more time to start putting that together, and we'll be excited to get customer feedback on how we're doing. Because we'll still have some time left to incorporate that feedback, and
sure.
we'll ship later the year. And we're excited to get in front of customers and finally get that stuff out there.
And for feedback, I mean, we talked about this in a couple of shows, but the user voice, you and I have mentioned there, we really like to get continued feedback on that.
Absolutely. I mean, we're in there triaging, and I know you did the session with the triad, and, mm-hmm. and as we triage our bugs, because we can't fix everything as much as we would love to. So we always reference it back going, well, what are customers saying on user voice or in the forums?
Right.
But when we looked at the features for SL5, we looked at user voice and we went after a lot of the top features that we felt we can do, top rated features, and data binding was a number of them in there. So
there's
excited.
A lot of things with data binding, not just the debugging, but there's a lot of they look like little features. It took a lot to get them done.
Yeah.
But I know we talked about custom markup extensions briefly as one
yep.
of my more...
Yep.
Favorite things that are coming out with Silverlight 5. A lot of little things, they really enable a lot of scenarios for you.
Yeah,
that's
and then there's just a couple of we did just to make it easier. I mean, because I think of line of business and LOB as productivity. Data context changed and update source trigger and some other ones that we've, not big features, But it removes a lot of code from what developers have had to write, and it becomes easier for them to write MVVM patterns. Yep. So they can really start to make their code
MVVM,
manageable.
What's that about? We should do a show on that.
I think I know somebody that's
going to get
at that.
Like that. Hey, Steve, I really appreciate you coming on here and showing
My
us
pleasure.
This. And I want to thank National Instruments for showing us this great line of business app. We had Chris Sifra. I've worked with him before, showing some of this stuff. And
yeah, they're just a great partner to work with, and just an example of the many customers that we work with.
Right.
And they're just a pleasure to challenge us and make us think, and to then be able to deliver on. So it's a lot of fun.
I appreciate that, and I thank you for coming on. And
all right.
I thank you all for watching
Thanks.
Silverlight TV.